President Donald Trump's pick to head the Department of Education is a conservative fundraiser and vocal critic of traditional public schools. While Betsy DeVos's nomination could mean drastic change for some states, she's already made her mark on Florida's education system. I'm Kate Payne. Betsy DeVos isn't an educator, but the experience she does have is in states like Florida, where she used her family's fortune to steer policy away from traditional public schools. Republican Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana joked about this reputation at her confirmation hearing.
Do you support public education?
Absolutely, Senator.
Man, that's amazing. You would think some would have us think that you do not.
DeVos is a vocal advocate and fundraiser for the school choice movement. These policies free students to leave the schools they're zoned for and go to private or charter schools, taking tax dollars with them. One of her main cheerleaders is former Governor Jeb Bush, who upended the state's public schools with financial support from DeVos and others. He ushered in high-stakes testing for grading students and teachers, and he implemented the first statewide voucher program, which lets students use public money for private school. Patricia Levesque heads Bush's Foundation for Excellence in Education.
Parents need, the ability to pick the right school or system or services that will really meet their child's needs.
But opponents of the school choice movement say these policies undermine public schools. Unsurprisingly, one of the loudest critics is the state's teachers union, the Florida Education Association. Mark Pudlow is the group's spokesman.
We have a very accountable public school system with testing and grades and this and that. And the private voucher schools don't have to have any of those things. They don't have to follow the curriculum. They don't have to have the testing regimen. They don't have to hire certified teachers.
DeVos's administration likely won't mean drastic change for Florida, unlike those states where vouchers and charters are illegal. But it's still not clear how she'll come down on accountability and privatization, namely allowing more for-profit control of charter schools. Democratic Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia questioned her during the confirmation hearing.
Will you insist upon that equal accountability in any K-12 school or educational program that receives federal funding, whether public, public charter, or private?
I support accountability.
Equal accountability for all schools that receive federal funding?
I support accountability.
Okay, is that a yes or no?
I support accountability.
Do you not want to answer?
North Florida Senator Bill Montford is a retired educator and heads the state's School Superintendents Association. He says he's not overly concerned about DeVos's nomination, but he has seen the long-term effects of school choice in his own district, where the Jefferson County schools are on the verge of closing.
So what we have not done is to assess the impact of choice on the entire program. A lot of Jefferson County's problems, the school districts there, a lot of the problems are the results of the options that parents and schools and districts have been given.
School choice advocates say wealthy students are already opting into private schools, and it's only fair to give poorer students a shot as well, hence the vouchers. But with each exiting student goes tax dollars and political capital, leaving some of the most vulnerable behind. Montford asks, what about those who can't leave?
Well, sure, they can choose, but they can't activate that choice because they don't have the means to do it. They may want to choose to come to Leon County to go to school, but if they don't have transportation, they can't do it. So they really don't have choice.
If Florida lawmakers are going to head further down the school choice path, Montford says they should look deeply at cases like Jefferson County, where the promise of choice for all is an empty one. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.